The Ira Kaufman podcast is on, draft night edition. We're almost finished with the draft, but we've got the sage here at Big Storm Brewery in Ybor City. The Buccaneers pick is in. Kalijah Cansey, defensive tackle out of the University of Pittsburgh. This did not go over too well, Ira, with the fans, but we're going to have some good reaction on this podcast from a great fan who flew in from Houston. We're going to have a Sean Sullivan, JoeBucksFan.com draft guru, give his quick rant. And, of course, even though this is a small podcast, Ira, a quick reaction, it's still presented by Bill Curry Ford. They're a mile north of the stadium, 64 years. Bill Curry Ford, C-U-R-R-I-E, that's the family name. BillCurryFord.com. Get shopping right there, 0% financing. They've got no payments for 90 days. Get to BillCurryFord.com. Ask for Sean Sullivan. He's not just the JoeBucksFan.com draft guru, but he's also the GM at Bill Curry Ford, and he will give you the Ira Kaufman discount. And, of course, our great friends at Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida's Elite Restoration. That's your first phone call, 24/7, Ira. They respond quickly. They're there for you at a moment's notice when you have that ugly disaster at your home, the leak, the flood, the mold, the fire, storm damage. That's who you call. They are going to get out to your property, give you a free estimate, a free assessment, and then you know what's going on, and they'll work with you. If you go forward with them, they will work with your insurance company to get all the money that you deserve to get your home fixed right. They're fantastic. They're local, privately owned. Owner Josh Martin and his team, they were out here tonight. And they have got 25-plus years in the insurance side of things, so they know how to get that money for you. They know how to fight for you, and that's what you need in your time of need. Tell them that the sage, Ira Kaufman, sent you when you call up. And then if you move forward with them after the free estimate, you're going to get $500 back, which can be used for your deductible or just put it in your pocket. And so, Sage, here we are, Kalijah Cansey, University of Pittsburgh. The Sage reacts.
Well, I got to be honest, Steve. We're here at Big Storm Central Ybor. A big turnout tonight. And I got to say, the reaction when the pick was made, the most common reaction was, who? Who? Nobody had, this guy in their sights, Steve. Especially, no tight end had been taken. Anton Harrison, a pretty good tackle prospect, was out there. The kid from Georgia, the edge rusher, was out there. I'm going to provide a little context for you, Steven, because that's what I do.
Thank you.
I happened to talk to Ron Wolf today. Ron Wolf happens to be in the Hall of Fame as an executive. He's the guy that made the trade for Brett Favre in Green Bay. Brought in Holmgren and started the Packers' little mini dynasty. He's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. He knows what he's doing when it comes to the draft and evaluating players. I happen to ask Ron Wolf this question this morning, Steve. What is the biggest mistake NFL general managers and personnel make in evaluating prospects and trying to project them to the next level? He did not hesitate. He said, Ira, that's an easy one. Drafting for need will screw you up almost every time. And I say that, Steve, because Jason Light did not draft for need with this pick. That tells me one thing. Cansey was the highest rated player on the Bucs board, and I think they had him rated higher than number 19, to be honest. I haven't heard Jason Light's comments. But I dare say they probably had him 15 or lower. They signed a veteran defensive tackle from the Rams. They've got Vita Vea coming back. So to say that there was a yawning need at defensive tackle, and by the way, this guy is not projected to play the edge. He is projected to be an
inside guy. Oh, yeah, he's an inside guy.
Yeah, he's an inside guy. So it was not a need pick, and I like that.
6'1", 280.
6'1", 280. Very quick first step. You've watched him, Steve, on video. You say he's very disruptive. They could use that. They could use that. There's no question about it. But Nolan Smith was out there. That shocked me. He's a little undersized, but he's an edge rusher. And Lord knows they need help on the edge. Because what did Coach Bowles say to you a month ago in Phoenix? It's shocking to him that the leading sacker was Vita Vea and not an edge rusher. This defense is built for the edge rushers to lead the team in sacks. They didn't get an edge rusher at 19. We'll see what happens the rest of the draft. the way I'm hearing this guy described is as a boom or bust type. He could be very disruptive and could turn out, you know, in 2 years to be a hell of a pick. But, Steve, I'm going to be very curious, how many snaps is this guy going to get as a rookie? And if he's only a situational guy, you know, I'm not sure I like that in terms of immediate help, where I thought Nolan Smith could step in right away as a starter, as a starter.
Well, I mean, Ron Wolf, that's pretty cool, Ari. You just draft morning, you're talking to a Hall of Famer eating a bagel. Is that how this goes?
I had my second slice of pizza at 9 a.m., and I was talking to Ron Wolf. He didn't hesitate. Drafting for need gets you in trouble.
I mean, I can't argue with a Hall of Famer, but drafting for need also wins you games and can fix your team a little bit. You know, there's a balance there, and this is just a really weird, weird pick. But if he's what they think he is, he better be starting. He better be disruptive. He's going to be in there with Vita Vea, each of them playing two-thirds of the snaps with Greg Gaines, the free agent signing.
You know, they like a rotation, and they lost Nunez Roaches. I understand that, Steve, but I want to see this guy get the majority of some snaps.
Well, he better be a lot better than Nunez Roaches, but you know, I get that fans aren't too happy about it because it's hard to explain. And we're going to turn it over now, Ira, to a guy who flew in. Daryl flew in from Houston for the draft party, and he's flying out tomorrow morning.
Hold on, I want to make one more point, Steve. At 19, now I don't know the interest of anybody that wanted to move up to the Bucs spot, but the fact that that Light did not move back from 19, with Harrison still on the board and other guys still on the board, like the tight ends, Kincaid and Mayer, that tells me they didn't think that this guy was still going to be there. If they move out four spots, somebody's going to grab this guy. What it tells me is Jason Light really wanted Kansas. Really wanted Kansas.
Oh, yeah, the trade back was ripe. All right, Ira, so we had to give Daryl a chance. Great Bucks fan. Flew in from Houston to be here at Big Storm Brewery to get his opinion on the pick. You fly in from Houston, you get a chance to be on the Ira Kaufman podcast. Daryl, thanks for coming. What do you think? Kalijah Kansi, defensive tackle. He's a bit of a terror. What do you think of the pick overall? A lot of Bucks fans were not happy here tonight.
Hey, if the comparisons pan out, I think it's going to be a good draft. I don't really understand it, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold judgment until, you know, we see him develop. Hopefully he can. But if I can just add, it's been a great time. I got to kick it with Joe Bucks fan and the Sage. And actually, I watched him steal three onion rings and some pulled pork. But, you know, hey, who's watching? But hey, but the pick, I'm gonna wait the whole judgment. But I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
All right. Well, I told you to just let it rip, but now I gotta ask you a question because you were better than I thought you were. Ira's job is in jeopardy. You said you don't understand it. What does that mean?
Well, because of the Logan Hall pick last year, unless they just don't think he's going to, you know, pan out, develop. It's kind of a logjam there with the defensive tackle that we picked up in the offseason. So, I maybe long term it makes sense, but as of right now, I just don't understand it for year one.
Makes sense. Daryl's good, man. Ira, you are in trouble. Hey, Sage, that was really cool hearing from our great fan there, Daryl. But back to you, Ira. This pick, yes, Jason Light's going to tell everybody this was the guy we wanted. We're ecstatic. We're over the moon.
Yes.
How do you think this translates to any changes within the defense? Do you see them doing anything differently because they have this guy? Assuming he's as good as they hope he is, does it adjust things at all? And my question is to you, do you think it ties to the Devin White situation at all, this pick? And, as crazy as it sounds, do you think this pick has anything to do with the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson?
Interesting. I don't think the Bucs would make an instant maneuver off their draft board just because the Falcons got Bijan Robinson. By the way, speaking of that, I was a little surprised at that pick because I think their running back is pretty darn good. Just ask the Bucks. They saw him in the last game of the year. He ripped him to shreds.
4.9 yards a carry and over 1,000 yards as a rookie.
So they say you need two backs in this day and age. There's no days that Derrick Henry are over and Ezekiel, the old Ezekiel. All right, I understand that. I don't think that had anything to do. I think Light went in saying we're going to take this guy. Because look who was out there.
Yeah, a lot of
top-rated tackles on the board. Nolan Smith is out there. Brian Branch is out there. I didn't really expect him to take. Will Levis was out there. Boy, was Sean nervous that they were going to take Will Levis. I said, they're not taking
him. No Hendon Hooker, Ira.
Yeah.
We got a defensive tackle.
Sorry, Lee, no Hendon Hooker.
We didn't need a defensive tackle, and Hendon Hooker's sitting there. If the Bucks are screaming and crying for a quarterback next year, which we certainly hope is not the case, we want Baker Mayfield to get a new contract and be successful, or Kyle Trask, if you believe that that's legitimate. But if that doesn't work out, and Hendon Hooker is a guy they didn't draft, man.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Sean, you know, two running backs. By the way, this big thing about guys are reticent to take running backs in the first round, two of them went in the top 12 today. Two of them.
Now, kudos to Sean Sullivan, for our draft guru, for saying on the last podcast about the running back out of Gibbs
from Alabama.
Sean, one of the few guys who said he would go that high.
He wanted the Bucks to take him.
He wanted the Bucks to take him, and sure enough, he wasn't even on the board. Not even close. He went, I believe, number 12. So a lot of people thought Sean was crazy, and NFL teams didn't look at it that way. So that was pretty cool.
I'm saying, Steve, bottom line for me about Kancey, bottom line, I want him to play a lot of snaps as a rookie, contribute. I'm not looking for Warren Sapp. I'm not looking for Aaron Donald. But I'm looking for an instant contributor and not a guy who's going to be a situational player with the, in the first round.
And you're not looking for a sandwich, because I know you ate plenty
Boy,
tonight.
Did I scarf up stuff tonight.
Hey, Ira, we're going to get 1 minute here. I promised Sean Sullivan a rant on what he thinks of the pick. The JoeBucksFan.com draft guru. Sean, your reaction. Kalijah Kancey.
I think Jason Light went with the best pick on his board. That's the conclusion I came up with, since it wasn't an area of need. 19 came up. A lot of the offensive tackles that we talked about early in the draft, Jahmyr Gibbs, a guy I really wanted at 12. He went 12 overall, much higher than a lot of people expected. Jason looked at his board and said, we can't pass on this guy. And I can't argue with them taking the best player on the board. I'm not going to argue with that. I think it's a position of, now we have four players at the same position. We've drafted consistently now 3 years in a row on the defensive line. And I guess right now I'm looking for the expectations of what are they going to do going into this season. They better be dominant. I better see some real change in Joe Tryon getting double-digit sacks, Logan Hall getting into the rotation where he's not getting put to the back and he's gonna be really good. And then, you know, he comes in and, you know, he gets his 6.5 sacks in the defensive tackle position and gets us some splash plays and some tackles for loss. And now we signed Gaines, an excellent draft signing by Light. And I feel like, wow, we got a log jam now. And
Sean, who did you want when the Bucks went on the board here and before they took Kalijah Kancey? You were looking at that television saying, take blank. Who'd you want?
I really wanted to trade down, Steve. After a lot of our players that we liked, I felt like they could trade down. There's a lot of trades still going on in the draft right now, so obviously there's a lot of phones ringing. I felt like we could have picked up that fourth round pick that we were all searching for, and we could have gone and maybe we got a Meyer at tight end or one of the tackles that I like Duncan, later in the draft. But again, if this is what the Bucks think is what's best for a defensive line, we have a defensive coach. I just wanted my sacks to come from the edge, and I'm going to do some research. He ran a 4.6940, Steve, and there are some pundits who believe that he can play the 3-4 outside edge. Maybe we move him and play him not just a tackle, but maybe we bounce him outside and he actually gets some outside pass rush. I'm really interested to see what Todd Bowles is going to cook up for us in the spring.
All right, Ira. Final thought for Bucks fans as they drive to work on this Friday morning, waiting for rounds 2 and 3. What is the Sage looking for in rounds 2 and 3?
I'm looking for offensive line help. You can't get around it. I'm looking for an edge rusher. I'm looking for a tight end. Now, there's only 2 rounds tomorrow. I understand that. But as far as the rest of the draft, I'm looking for another offensive, I'm looking for a running back, and I'm looking for a slot corner. That's what I want from the Bucks. Good news, they didn't draft for need.
So
bad news, they still got a lot of need.
So now you're drafting for need.
Now you're drafting for need.
There's the Sage. All right. Thank you to Bill Curry Ford for presenting the podcast, BillCurryFord.com. Big Storm Brewery, get to BigStormBrewery.com. Food is great, beer is great. The new Ybor City Tap Room is great, which is where we are tonight. And thanks, of course, to Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. That's where you have to go now. So you're ready. And you know who to call, and you know all about them when you have that disaster at your property. Storm damage, mold, fire, wind damage. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. We'll be back later this weekend with Lee DeCamper, Ira, and, of course, myself. Go Bucks.